The Senate gets back to business next week for what Barbara Mikulski has decided will be the last year of her record-breaking career. Some of the Maryland Democrats' closest friends and allies shared memories of her 4.5 decades in public life with WIPR's Karen Hosler.
Barbara Mikulski is taking off on the victory lap of her career as the Senate's longest-serving woman. The exclusive 100-member body is much changed from the old boys' club the plucky social worker from East Baltimore burst into 3 decades ago. After blowing past a sitting governor, an influential congressman, and a popular Baltimore County executive, Mikulski arrived in this august marble chamber in 1987, one of only 2 women intruding on the Senate's stodgy maleness. Thanks in part to her efforts, there are now 20 women senators, not near equal to the 50% female share of the U.S. population, but a huge improvement. Among those she campaigned for and befriended was Patty Murray, a Washington State Democrat elected in 1992 and now a Senate committee leader.
Barbara Mikulski is a coach, a mentor, and a amazing friend to every senator here, but especially to the women, helping us all succeed. We are who we are today because she's been there for us.
Back in 1987, the National Institutes of Health did not include women in medical research, not even female rats, on the assumption that either gender didn't matter or that what Mikulski joked were raging female hormones would taint the results. By 1990, the Maryland senator and her growing band of female colleagues in both the House and Senate won creation of an Office of Women's Health within NIH, which now says women make up half or more of its participants in clinical trials. Connie Morella, a former Republican congresswoman from Montgomery County, worked closely with Mikulski on the NIH legislation. She says the not-quite-5-foot-tall daughter of Highland Town grocers was a pioneer in many ways.
She became kind of the American dream. The American dream in terms of removing stereotypic notions of ethnicity, of education, of size, of being a woman, and she did that so very well.
One tradition Mikulski didn't challenge was the bipartisan practice on the Senate Appropriations Committee of passing around pork barrel goodies. Maryland State Delegate Maggie McIntosh, a former Mikulski aide, said that when Mikulski became Appropriations Committee Chair in 2012, she vowed to run the panel as though she were a mayor.
That means that she wants to make sure that every member of that committee has buy-in into the committee work and maybe gets something that they possibly might need back home.
Mikulski lost the chairmanship in 2014 when Republicans won control of the Senate, a blow that may have played a role in her decision to retire. But her nearly 30 years on the panel helped make Mikulski one of Maryland's most popular politicians. She regularly brings home the bacon not only for federal agencies and contractors based in Maryland, but for commercial enterprises as well. Though aides must carry around a step stool so that Mikulski can see over the top of speakers' rostrums, her booming voice packs a convincing punch when she promises to fight for her constituents and their causes. It's a trademark style that dates back to her days on the Baltimore City Council.
She hasn't changed. She's funny. She's feisty. She cares about things. She has a way with words.
That was Baltimore City Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark, who served on the council with Mikulski during the 70s. She says 40 years in Washington, including a 10-year stint in the House of Representatives, haven't mellowed her. In 1972, for example, when as a freshman member of the Baltimore City Council, Mikulski was launching her fight against the political bosses to stop an interstate highway from ripping through her district, she told the Baltimore Sun that she felt something like a 620-pound acne teenager trying to line up a date for the prom. Connie Morella said Mikulski's direct but clever, smart but plain-spoken approach is appealing.
With Barbara, I think people like that style. She introduced it, pretty much. I mean, she was the premier representative of that style.
But the pugnacious tone wears thin with legislative aides and much of the press corps. Washingtonian Magazine has repeatedly ranked Mikulski among the meanest members of Congress. Her bark and bite demeanor is so well known, President Obama joked about it last month as he was presenting Mikulski with a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
And let's just say you don't want to be on the wrong side of Barbara Mikulski.
Maggie McIntosh, the one-time Senate aide, is now chairman of the Maryland House Appropriations Committee. She says enduring Mikulski's prickly manner is the price of working with someone who sets high standards.
So, you know, when you work for her, the fact that she is the way she is puts a lot of demands on staff to try to keep up, be up, be smart, be strategic, and yet never forget the kind of principles that by which she lives her life and runs her office.
And yet, McIntosh said, many in the huge class of Mikulski staff alumni call themselves BAMers, in tribute to former boss Barbara A. Mikulski. BAMers were among those most shocked early last year when Mikulski announced she would voluntarily surrender her safe Senate seat at the end of this term. At 79, she's still full of spit and vinegar, which she put on full display at a Maryland Democratic Party fundraiser in her honor last fall. First, she complained that the sound system didn't work, then noted she didn't need it anyway and forged ahead.
A few months ago, I announced that I was not going to run for another term. But I want you to know that though I'm retiring, I don't intend to write the final chapter. I want to be out here to work for you, to work for our community, and to give it everything I've got so that everybody in this community and in this country gets a fair shot.
Yeah. It's not yet clear what Mikulski's new role will be, or even how she will spend this last predictably rambunctious election year on Capitol Hill. When she announced her decision not to seek re-election, she said in typical fashion, she'd rather spend her time raising hell instead of raising money. BAMers think the explanation might be a bit more complicated. But one thing's for sure, she won't go quietly. For WIPR, I'm Karen Hostler.